Absolutely. Yeah, you got a point, you know, and, you see, there's one thing I always like to do every day. Even if I'm not, you know, the most happy about being glad to come into work, I always try to put on a bright smile and a positive attitude. That's what, to me, that's what's going to matter the most, and that's what people are going to remember the most, is your attitude and how you treat others.
Yeah, because the type of job that you do is already stressful by having to deal with the public that's not happy with you being out there directing the traffic or slowing them down a little bit.
And unfortunately, some of those people, just, they like to put their life in danger by running their stop paddle or, you know, doing something like that. And that's some crazy stuff. I've seen some cars and drivers do some things I never thought I'd see a driver do. Just because they didn't want to stop in my work zone. And I've come close to getting hit myself a couple of times since I started doing this. You know, it's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yep, I've seen it just driving every day. People do stupid stuff just on regular roads, not necessarily in a construction area. One day last week, I think it was Thursday of last week, a car used the turning lane on right there at Pelham Road in 14 to just go around everybody instead of just waiting in that lane, because it was a turn lane that was going left. And he used that lane just to zip around everybody and run through that red light.
KO4RIM, this is N4MRY.
Hey, Roy, let's stand by for a second. These two guys make it important to you, sir.
Heard N4MRY standing by on location.
4MRY, this is KC4HAN with KO4GSD. Anytime you feel that you need to contact that man, just let us know. We'll stand by for you. Good one. Casey, for
were you trying to have a QSO with that station and that they could not hear you, or they were just trying to do maybe a radio check?
Yeah, she's trying to contact another ham that she is, I think they're meeting up the off-roads and stuff off the truck. I heard them coming in and out on the repeater. And I heard them talking like maybe about 15, 20 minutes ago. So I think she's waiting up to meet up with the other ham at that location.
That calling station, if you need to break in, just let us know and we'll let you try to contact your party, okay? For you. I know you just love that humidity, don't you?
No. I'm not for that heat or that humidity. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There was one day I didn't drink enough water, and I did fall out, and that was very, very scary to me, because I didn't even know it was going to happen.
Do they allow y'all to have a camelback on your back or any kind of water filtration thing to keep on you with, like the straw to drink water out of on your back?
No, sir, they do not. You can't have anything on except reflective gear and a hard hat. But they do allow you to bring your own water jug. So I got myself a 64-ounce water jug. I think it's an off-brand of Yeti. And it keeps ice pretty much all day. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. Through the fact that the camelback can be hidden up underneath your vest, that why they wouldn't let you see it, have it, because it's literally just kind of hang down straw that you just put in your mouth and turn the valve on and you can get water through it.
Site.
Yeah, Lloyd, I do gotta tell you, I just joined a volunteer group of storm chasers. Forgive me, my buddy behind me, you know, he's got a little bit of drink, so you might hear him in the background ignoring me. Oh, my goodness, yeah, so, I joined this group, and it appears that they are going to give me, classes on how to chase storms. So I'm looking very forward to that.
Careful chasing them storms, because you know, sometimes them storms are non-forgiving.
Yeah, you're right. And they can be extremely life-threatening, too. They don't discriminate, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm sure they'll teach me how to chase it properly and safely, and I'll be out there enjoying myself. I'm pretty sure you know I have a huge love for weather anyway. Dry H and Leroy, K.A. Pod, but yeah, well, they know that as well. But, yeah, this group seems to be promising, at least in the aspect that they will teach me some of the things that I need to know. The one thing about it is it's done through Facebook, but it's actually ran by people who either have experience in weather or meteorology and forecasting. I mean, some of these people are retired. A lot of them are trained storm spotters who are interested in chasing. And, you know, and then there's a good majority of them that are just weather enthusiasts, and they want to go out and help save lives. Which I support that. That's what I want to do. I want to be on the radio, you know, or whatever I need to be on to get that information out there while I'm chasing and let people know what's going on.
Sounds pretty cool, but definitely be careful. I'm pulling into my home location, so please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
All right, 73 Floyd from KC4HAN. You have a good night, and it was a pleasure talking with you. KC4HAN is going to be monitoring, and for anybody that'd like to have a QSO.